as we do every week, we have live performances. And I always like to describe this segment as one that will help you get to know somebody who you might pass on the street and you never knew that that person was a songwriter or singer or other kind of performer. It's also a place where you'll hear regional touring musicians, and we try to feature lots of different genres. Today, we have a Pittsburgh area singer-songwriter. You'll get to know him in just a little bit together along with me. Here is Jordan McLaughlin.
Recognize me anymore. I didn't come back the same man who walked out that door. Well, I've broken promises, I've broken hearts. I found my way here, but I've gone too far. And now I'm missing something I can't live without anymore. Well, oh my, look how you've grown into a man. Days go by and you can hold on as tight as you can. You can fight, but it just might not go as planned. But it's time well spent. Bare bones in open hands. Went for a drive down an old back road. Came back and they changed the locks on my home. Maybe a rock will help me play the role of the man you see in me. But I'm missing something I can't live without anymore. And you got something I can't live without anymore. Oh my, look how you've grown into a man. Days go by and you can hold on as tight as you can. You can fight, but it just might not go as planned. But it's time well spent. Bare bones in open hands. Bare bones in open hands.
That's Jordan McLaughlin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a great song, and I'm curious to know when you wrote it and how it came into being.
To be honest, it's hard to say when I wrote it. I've been working on songs for the last couple years. It's kind of a song based about if past me was to come and if past me was to come and have a conversation with me now. And I'd say I wrote it a couple years ago because I think everybody kind of goes through like a rough patch. And I was in that rough patch. And I was thinking about when I was younger, how I had all these crazy dreams of things I was going to do and the kind of person I wanted to be. And at the time, that's not who I was being. So it was kind of like past me coming and saying, what's going on, man? Like, what are you doing? Get a grip. And so that's kind of how the song was born.
You're not alone. I think everybody has feelings like that. They may not identify them as with as much clarity as you are. There's a line in that song. I liked the song in its entirety, but there's a line that really, it was just a really clever bit of writing. You are the rock that lets me play the role.
Maybe a rock will help me play the role.
Yeah, maybe a rock will help me play the role. That's a nice line.
It's a clever play off of rock and roll, which obviously I'm not playing rock and roll. I grew up listening and playing rock and roll, and then eventually I just started writing songs with an acoustic guitar. But yeah, you know, I thought the same. I thought it was a clever way to kind of try to get off my chest what I was trying to say.
Well, and actually it really snuck up because this is a song that's kind of like, all right, let's open you up and hear this, you know, intense, raw lyric. And then that playful phrase comes out and kind of takes the edge off a little bit. Tell me about your childhood a bit. Where did you grow up?
I grew up about 20 minutes outside the city, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. I grew up with a bunch of people around me, like a bunch of friends. Grew up in a real tight-knit neighborhood. All my closest friends are still my closest friends. So it was just a typical, you know, I think I would have had, you know, the typical childhood friendships and everything that you would see like in a TV show growing up. It was just real normal.
Aliquippa's really tight. Now, what high school did you go to?
Hopewell High School.
Yeah. And
Aliquippa is just like the familiar area that everybody knows. Yeah.
Well, I always call it LA for, you know, right? LA Quippa for LA. But so after you graduated from Hopewell, what came next?
I didn't go to college. I just started working. It wasn't like I hated school or anything. Like, I didn't hate high school or anything like that. It's just the education atmosphere wasn't for me. I wanted to work. So
that's a good bit of self-knowledge because some folks end up getting pretty deep in debt going to school and not realizing there were other options. So
I tried everything, service industry, desk jobs, and now I do commercial and residential window cleaning, which is it's just work. So it feels good to do work. It's like a blue collar thing.
Well, and you know, you can leave it there when you come home, I would imagine, for the most part, unless it's your own business.
You know, I worked a desk job for a while, and it was like a data entry thing where I would go to a job and do the work they presented to me, and then it would just kind of rebirth the next day, and it was all the same thing. It's nice to go to work and do a job, and that job is done, and then wake up the next day, and I'm at a different job, a different place. You'd be surprised how many people I meet just because of customers and stuff like that. I mean, I get to meet a lot of different people, a lot of different walks of life, so it's nice.
Yeah, and everybody has different standards or different desires for that. It's funny. I have a friend who pretty much wants to do the same thing every day, and also do it the exact same way every day. I couldn't stand an existence like that. In fact, I'm not really very good at doing it, complying in that way.
Yeah.
So I always enjoyed very kind of challenging problems that I could solve and leave the solution with somebody else and go on and do the next thing. But everyone's different.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. With the way the weather's been lately, I wish I was working inside the desk. But
I'll bet. Yeah, there's been a lot going on. I want to talk a bit more about the role music's played for you. But why don't we have you do another song? Would you like to do next?
Sure. This song's called "It's a Funny Thing," and it's kind of like I said. I grew up in a real tight knit area, and one of the things that was real tight knit was my family. I'm really close to all my family, and it's just a song that kind of like kind of like a growing up, not really understanding certain things about family, not really understanding parents. And then I became one. And so it was kind of a growing and understanding thing that I realized that kind of what family is. So
once again, here's Jordan McLaughlin.
Well, you found me at the bottom of a bottle in my hand. You said, why you do this to yourself, I'll never understand. You see, I like to believe that I was raised upright. But there's a few things I can't shake, yeah, they're stuck inside my mind. Well, I never understood the way my mother felt when she called me on the phone to make sure I was home and well. You see, it's a funny thing, I didn't even travel far. I guess an accident on 51 South puts a worry in her heart. We share a name, 'cause we share a name. It's not a weight I carry or a cross I have to bear. It's a tired badge of honor that we share. And I always wonder about the look on my father's face, why he looks proud as hell even if I've lost my way. You see, it's a funny thing, 'cause whether I sink or swim, in every breath I take there's just a little piece of him. 'Cause we share a name, 'cause we share a name. It's not a weight I carry or a cross I have to bear. It's a tired badge of honor I will wear until my grave. I'm hoping you'd be kind enough to do the same. You said, I hear you have a daughter. What do you see in her eyes? I said, every time she smiles at me, oh man, I feel a liar. You see, it's a funny thing, it's all starting to make sense. A feeling I can't explain, but it seems I'm just like them. Well, it's more than a name, it's a love I can't tame. As it burns through my veins, it's more than a name. It's not a weight I carry or a cross I have to bear. It's a tired badge of honor I will wear until my grave. I'm hoping you'd be kind enough to do the same.
Another great song from Jordan McLaughlin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Boy, I got lost in that song. Tell me a bit, excuse me, about your family. You've got a daughter, I'm guessing.
I got a 2.5-year-old little girl, yeah.
What's her name?
Ava Tyler McLaughlin.
Ava. And you mentioned, well, your dad in this song. And
yeah.
Tell me about your family and your relationship growing up.
Well, like I said, we've always been super close. So it's like I've had that really close family. We grew up in a real small house. There were six of us in a two-bedroom house. For most of my life, four of us brothers slept in, which, you know, somehow my mom, she put up with four boys.
I was going to say, my mom put up with my dad, two brothers, and me, you know, the only non-male in the house. And she made that known every now and then. That's not always easy.
Most people, they hear, you know, they're like, oh, how many brothers do you have? I'm like, oh, I got three brothers. I actually got like a fourth brother that, you know, he just kind of ended up moving in with us and became his closest family. So she put up with five boys.
Wow.
Yeah. So somehow, I don't know.
That's a big family.
And that's it. That's at my age. So I'm 31 now, and I know that she had, you know, four kids. The youngest was three at my age. And I think in my head, that's crazy. I got one, and I have enough trouble with it.
I was going to say, to have one child, and I'm not a parent, but I marvel. I think about, you know what I think about a lot is, like, you're 31, and I can remember when I was 31, I'd think, now, what was my dad doing when he was 31? And I'd think, well, when my dad was 31, it would have been, you know, in my dad's case, it would have been 1959, when he was 31, and he had two children under the age of five and was just starting out his career, you know, and you begin to think about all these things, and it's like, I don't know if I could be handling that when I was 31 years of age. You don't really think that way until you get older and you start to project on the past.
Well, there are a lot of things that I think that you don't think about until you get older. Like when I was growing up, I was, you know, if you were to ask me when I was like 22 years old, you know, tell me about your parents, I'd be like, I don't know. They were there. My parents were there. That's it. You know, I look back now at 31, and I'm writing music, and I try to write like as honest as I can. Like I try to put it out there, you know, because I try to keep my music like honest and relatable. I want people to be able to hear it and say, I've been there. I know that. And so as I'm trying to like find this honesty in the music, I start to realize things, you know, just things that they taught me growing up, things that I might have realized through things they've gone through. That I didn't think of them. My mom battled cancer twice, beat it both times, and so you look back now and you're like, you see a lot of strength in that, and so it's like, you know, that's something I can learn from. And then my dad wasn't always the best guy. Not everybody's got a parent that's not the best, but like there's so many situations in life where we run into like, my dad wasn't always the best, you know. But there was a lot of great things he did. There was a lot of great things he taught me. And one of the things, it's funny because it's one of the things that I always think of when I think of it is he used to always say, like, always look out for your brothers. Always look out for your brothers. That was, like, the one thing. He could go out drinking all night long, come home, barely walk, but he would always say, always look out for your brothers. And now I look and I say, who are some of my closest friends in my life? My three or four brothers. So it was a cool thing that I learned from him. It's, you know, just little things that when he would say that, always look out for your brothers, I'd be like, yeah, okay, Dad, we'll see. They might annoy me today. But now I'm, you know, going on 32, and I'm like, that's what I do. It's just something that's now instilled in me.
Did your dad, or is your dad still living?
No, he passed away last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he passed away last year. You know, it was crazy. It was a long, hard-fought battle with cancer. And when the time came.
But that
he put up a heck of a fight, so it was...
I was going to ask if he has brothers.
He's got three brothers and a sister.
So I wonder if his dad said the same thing to him, maybe, or his parents.
You know what? I'd have to imagine so. I heard a lot of crazy stories about how they used to torture each other, but but, you know... Come time where, you know, he's fighting cancer last year, you know, you learn how close he was to his brothers and like how close, you know, the family was. And it's this, I mean, it's the same way with both my parents. My mom is the same way. You know, I'm it's just a long line of like tight families. Like we just always stuck together.
Well, I hope your dad had a chance to hear some of your songs.
He did. You know, even when I was recording new songs, he spent a lot of time in the hospital. And I, you know, we, like I said, I got lots of brothers. So we would rotate, taking times off work, getting up there, seeing him when we can. And if he was in the hospital when I was recording new music, I would always go in and like if I had a new song, I would I'd be like, hey, check this one out, check this one out, check this one out. Funny story about that last song I just played is I was showing him these two new songs I had written and recorded, and he stopped me. And like I said, my dad's always kind of – he's been like – I don't know the word to describe it, but it's been – he had a roller coaster life. And so like when he – that second verse of that song, it resonated real hard with him. So he would always – he would tell me one day when he's laying in the hospital, he said – I played him my two new songs, and he was like, I want to hear It's a Funny Thing. He's like, I've always shut it off in the middle of that verse. And he's like, I want to listen through it. We don't have to talk about what happened next. You know, two grown men sobbing in a hospital room. But yeah, it was a real cool experience to share that with him.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, that's an honor to get a chance to do that, right? To have that kind of emotional isn't even the right word, just total connection on something like that. What motivated you to start writing? Were you writing younger in life?
Not really. I would have never put myself as like a creative person. I played football in going up through junior high, and then as I was getting into high school, I was going to play football again, and then hanging out with a bunch of friends, and we were all like, let's start a band. Mm-hmm. I think there were 14 of us. We weren't going to put together a 14-person band. But a couple of us ended up doing it, and I got a guitar, and I just never wanted to play football again. I didn't do any – after that, you know, I just started playing guitar, and I was learning music written by other people for a long time. And then I started writing music with some friends of mine, and it got to a point where somebody was like, we need to put words in this song. And so we were all like 17 years old, and we were all too tough to really let our real emotions out there. So I would just listen to some of my favorite musicians who like inspired me. And then I'd be like, I would try to find something that resonated within me. And then I'd be like, oh, that is an emotion I could sing about. Sweet. And so then I would turn and try to write about it myself.
Yeah, there's one. Hey, there's one, unrequited love. I've never experienced that, but I'm going to write about it, that kind of thing. Although everybody experiences that probably.
That's what it was like when I was young. And then the more, as I got older, the more I tried to write something that I didn't actually feel, I found it incredibly difficult. I just couldn't do it. It felt fake. And so I was like, well, how can I sing something with emotion I don't have? So that's when I started writing songs that were a lot more personal.
That takes a lot of courage, especially if you're going to play out, which I gather you're doing, and if you're going to record. I didn't get a chance to look at your schedule. Are you out and about much?
As much as I possibly can. I do a lot of gigs where I'm playing a lot of cover songs, like happy hours at restaurants and bars, and mostly that's just to make some cash so that I can then take that and recycle it into the music that I write myself as far as recording and stuff like that goes. But I'm playing – next week I'm playing original music Tuesday night. I'm opening for a band called The Social Animals. They're touring through Pittsburgh. And then Friday night I'm playing as part of the Deutschtown Music Festival. So
excellent. Where's the Social Animals?
It's a club cafe.
And then do you know your venue for Deutschtown?
Yeah, I'm in the Threadbare Warehouse on the north side.
Excellent. Excellent. So you can look for Jordan McLaughlin there. And you mentioned working on an album. Do you have stuff out now?
I do. I have a self-titled album out now. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. It's on YouTube. It's tough though. You got to type in Jordan McLaughlin music, because if you just search Jordan McLaughlin, there's this college basketball player who's just lighting up the highlight reel. So you don't find me.
That happened to me the other day with somebody else. Something that happened to me yesterday that really tickled me is, you know, we get a lot of music from various distribution companies and services, and I got this email. I won't reveal the label and service and the artist, but it said, you know, Dear Larry, but it was a form letter to everybody. Recently, we sent you a CD by so-and-so, so-and-so, their album entitled so-and-so. Please do not play that CD on the radio. We inadvertently put another artist's tracks on it that have not yet been mixed and released. You can listen to them if you'd like, and I'm thinking, wow, you had one thing to do.
Yeah.
But now it makes me want to find that CD and see who it is and what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, understandable.
As simple as it seems to have come to publish music, it's also the details still matter.
Yeah.
And so look for the correct Jordan McLaughlin, Jordan McLaughlin music. And McLaughlin spelled in the Laughlin way. McLaugh, like laugh,
mm-hmm.
LIN. There's a lot of ways to spell McLaughlin. What would you like to play next?
Well, you know, since we got on that topic of, my dad passed last year, shortly after I knew that I wanted to write a song to kind of commemorate it, and I just didn't know how to do it. I'm not really like a sappy song kind of guy. Like,
mm-hmm.
I like to write it so it has some grit to it. And then I was working on this song, and I wasn't really sure the direction it was going. And I was sitting in – I work with my brother. I was sitting in the truck with him, and I was like, I got it. And it, like, sparked right in my mind. I wrote the lyrics so fast and showed it to him, and he was like, that looks good. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so I went in the studio, and I recorded it, and it's called Tell Me. And I figured, you know – that's what it, you know, since we were just talking about that, I might as well switch to that one.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Here again, Jordan McLaughlin.
Sometimes I walk a little sideways, helps me cut through the ocean waves. When they're coming so fast, I can hardly breathe. Well, everybody's got their own way. Can I just do it my way? It's not always right, but it feels good to me. You tell me where I am. You tell me I'm lost. You tell me which way to go. Well, can you tell me something, man? I don't already know. Oh, mama, will I cross the street without holding your hand? So tell me, is that what separates a boy from a man? Sometimes I stop for directions, then I gotta make a few corrections. Try to carve my own path through the weeds. Well, everybody's got their own way. Can I just do it my way? It's not always right, but it feels good to me. You tell me where I am. You tell me I'm lost, you tell me which way to go. Well, can you tell me something, man, I don't already know. Oh, brother, I'm riding my bike without using my hands. Well, tell me, is that what separates a boy from a man? Tell me where I am. Tell me I'm lost. You tell me which way to go. Well, can you tell me something now? I don't already know. No, I'm not always right. Not always sober, but I put up a fight until the battle is over. Let come what will, life's been good to me. Hey mama, life is good to me.
Jordan McLaughlin, these are really good songs, Jordan.
Thank
you're, I think, very gifted. These songs each has a different dimension and a different style, yet is authentic to who you are, which I hope is coming across as the compliment I mean it
Definitely,
to be.
Yeah.
I think if I heard each of these songs, I would know that you wrote it. And we're singing it, but I'd want to hear them all because they're all different from each other. Jordan McLaughlin music is what you can search on to find Jordan's music. Are you still living in Beaver County or are you closer to the city?
I tried so many times to move closer to like downtown. And every time I was like, I just want to be back in my hometown. Like I just kept going back. Every time, I don't know if it was
no reason to apologize for that.
I don't know if it was that's where my family was. I don't know if it's because the drinks are cheaper, but I just wanted to go. I wanted to go back, and so I did every time. So I moved to Bellevue and then back. I moved to Robinson and back, and now I'm just gonna stay there.
Yeah, it's and my wife is from Chippewa, so
cool.
She knows the area well, and I do too. And it is funny. It's what you get used to.
Yeah.
And there's no apologizing for that. And shoot, you can get here from Aliquippa. It probably takes you 20 minutes.
Exactly.
At most.
Sometimes the traffic getting in is a pain, but if you get to the traffic fast, it shortens the drive a little bit. That's how I look at it. The traffic's only going to move as fast as it does, but if you drive to it fast,
yeah,
the faster you get to the traffic, the shorter the train.
I
the
like
commute.
That. That's right. And also what I do, you know, cars these days have timers on them or, you know, digital clocks. And I frequently, you hit a traffic jam like, you know, Route 65 the way I do. And if the McKees Rocks Bridge is backed up, you can't go south or often north on Route 65. It looks like this traffic jam is going to be monumentous. It's going to ruin your day. What am I going to do? And I'll sort of time it. And it's like, well, that was 7 minutes. I think I can deal with 7 minutes.
My trick with traffic is just be late.
Yeah.
If I hit traffic, I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not going to get angry. Just be late.
You
do
can't,
some PR. Make up for it later.
You can't do anything about it when it gets down to it. You can't stress out about it. We probably have time for two more songs. What would you like to do next?
That's a great question. I'm going to do a song that it's probably one of the newest ones I wrote. It's called Knock 'Em Down. I try to think of a good way to describe this. I started writing a song. It was like 6:30 in the morning one day. I just started writing this song and it just started coming to me. And normally I try to take my songs and turn them into something that sounds like there's a positive outlook to it. And as I was writing this song, I kept thinking, how do I turn this one? How do I make that curve? And then I realized that sometimes you just want to be frustrated. Sometimes you just want to, you know, it's like, don't patronize me with your positive outcome. Just let me be angry for a minute. So I just kind of rolled that home. It's a lot of the lyrics in this, I try to spin into a double meaning, kind of like like you got choices. And depending on which one you take is how you can interpret the next line. So, yeah, it's called Knock 'Em Down.
Once again, we've got Jordan McLaughlin.
Trying to make a dime, got paid but didn't make it to the bank in time. Got a little cash in the pocket of my shirt. There ain't much there, but I can make it work. So line up the shots, let me knock them down. Give me a good excuse before I hit the ground. Everybody's talking like they found new love. I'm just here picking fights with a man up above. He never lets me win. He never lets me win. There's a girl in the corner, never seen her before. I only know the color of her eyes, but I wanna know more. Now I'm spitting stupid and I've lost control. Well, I probably shouldn't go and try to say hello. So line up a few more shots, let me knock them down. Give me a good excuse before I hit the ground. Everybody's talking like they found new love. I'm just here picking fights with the man up above. He never lets me win. 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 Give me your best shot and I'll take it proud. Give me a good excuse to go hit the town. They say that the test will make me strong. I don't think it works if I'm doing it wrong. So just line up the shots, let me knock them down. Give me a good excuse before I hit the ground. Everybody's talking like they found new love. I'm just here picking fights with the man up above. He never lets me win. And I don't know how. He never lets me win. I really need this now. I really need this now. I really need this now.
Jordan McLaughlin, that's another great sounding song. And you can hear Jordan coming up. He'll be at Club Cafe. That is Tuesday night. Did you?
Tuesday night. Doors open at 7.
And then
music starts at 8.
Deutschtown Music Festival coming up on Saturday.
Friday. On the Deutschtown Music Festival, it's Friday and Saturday all day. A ton of bands. I'm talking like 300 something.
Hundreds, yes. Plus. Ben doesn't know how to say stop.
Super talented musicians all throughout the city. And it's all throughout the north side. You could probably just walk down the north side and find a great band playing at any point Friday or Saturday.
There'd be no...
I'll be there at Threadbare Warehouse. I start at 10 p.m. But like I said, it's a ton of talented bands. So.
And that's 10 on Friday or 10 Saturday?
10 p.m. Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, but like I said, it's a ton of talented bands. So I suggest stopping by way before 10.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And what would you like to close up with?
It's one of the first songs I wrote, and it's been my favorite. It's called Leave a Light On. Well, I found a man. He looks just like me. My reflection in the mirror, eyes heavy as can be. And I found a waterfall pour over me. wash away my sins and the ghosts of bad dreams. I get lost in the dark, and the storm blows my breadcrumbs off track, and I fear I might never make it back home. Well, mama, I tried, but can't fight the urge. Where do I turn if I can't turn to her? 'Cause it's cold here at night, and I can't take these sounds, all the sound. Well, the booze keeps me warm, and there's people around. I get lost in the dark, and the storm blows my breadcrumbs off track, and I fear I might never make it back home. Looking back now, if you ask me what I've learned, it's how to light my way with every bridge I've burned, and all the wreckage that I barely survived. Well, I'll thank God that I made it out alive. I get lost in the dark, and the storm blows my breadcrumbs off track, but leave a light on, 'cause I swear I'm coming back home. But I'm stuck in my mind, a train that won't stop, 1,000 miles a minute, and it won't let me off.
Jordan McLaughlin, thank you,
thank you
for being with us today. A real pleasure to have you, and I hope you'll come back sometime. Jordan McLaughlin Music is how you can find him.